All right, welcome back. Trying to restore a little order around here. State Farm picks right now. We go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Terry Johnson from State Farm. Terry, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Okay. Does the fire alarm ever go off in your building? Have you ever had to evacuate?
No, haven't had that missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I hope never to.
Yeah, me too. We just experienced that here at Intercom, but everything's A-okay. Just wondered how often that stuff happened. All right, we were all, and we appreciate you joining us again, Terry. We were all pretty terrible last weekend.
Yep.
We all went 2-5. We missed pretty much everything except for Wichita State beating Baylor, and all of us only got one other one right. So looking for a redeemer here this weekend. One missed text to you guys, Bruce and Terry. The OU-Wichita State game, OU is a 6.5-point favorite over Wichita State. I mistyped on the text, so just bear that in mind. Here's what we got.
Yep.
Kansas City minus 6.5 against Baltimore coming up on Sunday, Chiefs and Ravens. In addition, we've got Kansas City first downs over Baltimore points, which is going to be more. Kansas City first downs or Ravens points. Baltimore total yards over or under 395.5. Okay, so a few prop bets in that Chiefs game. The Philadelphia Eagles plus 3.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. WSU a 6.5-point underdog to Oklahoma tomorrow morning in Oklahoma City. And who's going to have more points, Christian James for OU or Marcus McDuffie from Wichita State? All right. So here we go. First one, Kansas City, minus 6.5 against Baltimore. I will go first, and I will take the Chiefs to hopefully, in this case, cover comfortably over the Ravens. 6.5. Bruce, who you got?
That seems reasonable. Maybe it's 7.5. You think about a two-score game, but surely the Chiefs win this by a touchdown, don't they? Give me Kansas City.
All right. Chiefs, me, Chiefs, Bruce, and State Farm. Terry Johnson, what you got?
Well, they haven't been covering, but the spread's been bigger, so I'm still going to stick with the Chiefs.
All right. Pretty wise move
there. That's a good
call,
by the way. They haven't been covering.
Okay. First prop bet. Which will be more, the Chiefs' first downs or the Ravens' points? Bruce, you go first. Got to factor in the leaky Chiefs defense in here.
Yeah, I'll go with the Ravens on that one.
Ravens points to be more than the Chiefs first downs. Terry?
I have to agree.
You know, and in addition to the Chiefs defense allowing points, you got the Ravens defense, which is probably about as good a defense as the Chiefs have played in a month. So will their first downs be squelched a little bit by that Ravens defense?
And we have no Hunt.
Yeah, and no Kareem Hunt. So, man, I think you guys kind of made up my mind for me. I'm going to go Ravens points over Chiefs first downs as well. Terry, you go first on this one. Over or under Baltimore total yards, 395.5. That is, by the way, the average Baltimore total yards over the last three games, quarterbacked by Lamar Jackson. So, will they have more or less than 395.5 yards against the Chiefs?
Well, I think our defense is less than average, so I'm going to go over.
Okay, Terry goes over. I say the Chiefs rise up and hold them down just enough. I'm going to go under Ravens yards at 395.5. Bruce?
Well, I mean, in a little bit of a quandary, aren't I? I mean, we're picking the Ravens to have X amount of first downs, actually points, really,
points,
rather than first downs. 3.5%. You know what? I'm going to go under. I think it's going to be real close to that, but I think I'll go under.
All right. Under 395.5. Philadelphia and Dallas, the only other real worthwhile game, at least on paper, in the NFL. Let's see. I'll go first on this one. At Dallas, Dallas had a lot of rest. Give me the Cowboys. They're playing about as well as they have all year long. So I'll take Dallas to cover by four or more. Bruce? Think the Eagles got anything for the Cowboys?
You know something? I don't know. I don't know how much I trust in the Cowboys or the Eagles. So in the absence of that, give me the home team and the one that's on a roll, Dallas.
Right. Dallas Cowboys against a banged-up secondary of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Terry, you want to make it a clean sweep?
Yep.
You think the Cowboys are going
to
do it?
I have to. Home team. And
all right, Terry Johnson makes it a clean sweep for State Farm. We all thank Dallas. Bruce, you go first on this one. This is a made-up line by me. Oklahoma on the hardwood against Wichita State, minus 6.5. I must have done all right then, judging by the heavy side.
I think Wichita State has something in this game. I really do. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take the Shockers. I'm worried about a late backdoor cover at the free throw line, but I'm going to go ahead and take I think Wichita State will be in this game. I really do.
So you're going to take Shockers in those points?
I am going to take the Shockers, yep.
All right. Terry, do you think Wichita State stays within 6.5 of OU tomorrow?
I would love it if they did, but I'm going with OU.
All right.
I hate this, but I have to.
Well, OU certainly a much more experienced team than Wichita State. Oh, man. You bring up a good point, Bruce, in that the Shockers have struggled at the free throw line in addition to OU being able to score points in bunches because they love the three. So it all comes down to is Wichita State making their free throws and is OU making their three-pointers.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll take a chance on WSU, 76-71, somewhere in there, one way or another.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah, give me the Shockers there. All right, the final one. Who goes first here? Bruce, did you go first just then?
I just went first.
Okay,
there.
Terry, you go first on this one. Christian James for Oklahoma for the Oklahoma Sooners is averaging 19.9 points a game. Marcus McDuffie for Wichita State is averaging 19.6 points per game. So, tomorrow, who scores more, their guy or our guy?
Again, I hope I'm wrong, but James is pretty much at home, so I'm going with James.
All right, Christian James. I'll also go Christian James. Bruce?
Yeah, it and he's rolling right now, too. I mean, dude's playing. I'm not like Marcus McDuffie isn't, but what the hell? Give me Marcus McDuffie. Come on now, Marcus.
Good.
Let's go.
We were alike on a lot of these. So, okay, Bruce is the only one that took McDuffie. Terry's the only one that took OU. We all took Dallas. Terry thought that or thinks that the Ravens will have more than 396 yards. We all thought the Ravens will have more first downs or more points than the Chiefs will have first downs. And we all took the Chiefs to cover. All right. So, a reminder. You got insurance? Reach out to State Farm agents Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, Kevin Shields, Terry Johnson, or Bob Jones for help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Once again, Terry, thanks for pinch hitting, and have a great weekend.
Okay, appreciate you guys.
All right.
You, guys, you too.
Thanks,
you guys
Terry.
Too, Terry Johnson from State Farm. All right, there we go. Like I said, we all stunk last weekend with our picks, so there's hopefully our redeemer. Did you see Hugh Freeze is a head coach again? Turner Gill stepped down at Liberty, and Hugh Freeze is going to replace him.
Liberty's like the redemptive university. Ian McCaw is the athletic director there, right? The guy from Baylor. In fact, I know he is.
Okay,
he was the guy at Baylor when all of that was going to hell in a handbasket. Now you've got Hugh Freeze, and I'm all, look, I mean, we all need redeeming on occasion.
Isn't that Jerry Falwell's place, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Liberty University?
At least it was. I don't know if it still is, but it was. Yeah.
Freeze,
absolutely.
And they need a reminder, he resigned from Ole Miss in July of 17 in the wake of what the school termed a pattern of personal misconduct, inconsistent with the standards we expect from the leader of our football team. July 2017. Yeah, talk about the wounds.
Basically,
still being
a string of calls to questionable. I don't know. What is it? These dating services or whatever the hell it was.
Unsavory it was not, stuff.
It was unsavory, and it was a very disturbing pattern, according to University of Mississippi officials.
He and his wife, Jill is her name, spoke about his personal misconduct during a convocation speech to the Liberty University student body in January. Quote, I had to say to people that I loved, I am sorry, please forgive me. And today is really the first day I can tell the faith family, I am sorry, please forgive me. That was Hugh Freeze during the school's chapel service. And yes, Ian McCaw resigned in the wake of the school's sexual assault scandal at Baylor, and he is Liberty's AD. Freeze was 39 and 25 in six seasons at Ole Miss, including 19 and 21 in the SEC. Could we be going any more opposite ends of the spectrum from Turner Gill to Hugh Freeze, at least on the surface and appearance-wise?
No, not at all. Turner Gill was about as clean-cut as you could possibly imagine. And about an honest guy. And I don't know about I don't know about Hugh Freeze. I don't know what kind of guy he is. I know what kind. I know why he was released from his work at the University of Mississippi. But yes, on the surface, they appear to be two guys on totally different ends of the spectrum. The optics are interesting at a place like Liberty University, which is a faith-based university. And I get it. I get the whole redemptive nature that people have, and you know, you get a chance to make good and to be good and do good and all of the things that go with it. But it seems it's interesting at the very least that this is the two most visible people that they have in the athletic department at Liberty University. At the very least, I think it's fair to say that they are controversial figures.
Yes. That's a good way to
put
it.
Very controversial figures.
In February of last year, Ole Miss self-imposed a one-year bowl ban after it received a new NCAA notice of allegations that accused the school of lack of institutional control and Freeze of failure to monitor his coaching staff, in addition to his own transgressions, obviously. In December of 17, the NCAA added additional penalties, including a bowl ban for 2018, scholarship reductions, and a two-game suspension for Freeze if he was hired elsewhere in 2017 or 2018. School was placed on probation for 3 years,
Mississippi got good
too.
Real quickly, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Treadwell and that group and that they had down there. I mean, they had
Shea Patterson to begin with before he transferred to Michigan. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, there's a fair amount of baggage there, not the least of which are his own, but plenty that follow him along from the program at Mississippi. So there was a lot of eyebrows being raised at Mississippi and the speed with which they went up the rankings in college football.
And, I think the phrase you were looking for is female escort services. That's
escort services,
that was
yes.
Freeze's resignation after the Ole Miss AD found out that school officials saw a pattern that included phone calls to a number associated with a female escort service. And then the AD separately told ESPN that once they dived deeper into Freeze's phone records on a university-provided cell phone, that's the whole crux of the problem, It's on a university cell phone. Going back to as far as shortly after he was hired in 2012, started finding more of a pattern with phone calls of the nature USA Today had reported in an open records request. So Hugh Freeze survived, as perceived good coaches often do. I guess we'll see what happens at Liberty, who now is at FCS. Went from, let's see, went from FCS to FBS, and they went 6-6 this last year.
Yeah. So there you go. I believe now the only Liberty's not Power 5, but the only job open right now is the Kansas State job. Certainly is the only Power 5 job open.
Georgia
right
Tech
now.
Hired some guy from Temple, I think.
Correct.
To fill that one up. Yep.
So,
and for those that missed it, the dude from North Texas apparently is staying there and not going to Kansas State. That's part of what Bruce is talking about, the reason why Kansas State's job is still open and Seth Luttrell is apparently, according to reports, no longer interested, or maybe wasn't at all, but he's staying at
I wonder what the deal was there, because that seemed to be a fairly good union right from the get-go. I did. I mean, second thoughts, did Kansas State drag its heels? Did they not come with enough inducement? I wonder what the deal was.
Or did UNT
come up with... Sometimes it can just be as simple as, you know, wanting to stay where you are. Mm-hmm. I get that. But he seemed, based on everything that I was reading, fairly agreeable to the opportunity to move up.
And maybe North Texas came up with some dough to keep him there.
Maybe they did.
Don't think for a second that he's not at least going to get a little bit of a bump in pay for staying there.
Well, I'm sure that there's leverage involved in the decision, no question. But so interesting. Where does K-State go? Is Mike Norvell at Memphis now? Is it North Dakota State? There's a fair amount of pushing amongst some of the K-State people for Eric Wolford down at South Carolina, offensive line coach. He's a former K-State guy. I don't know. Neil Brown down at Troy?
Yeah, the guy at Troy.
I don't know. Interesting. Interesting. 10:42 in the a.m. on this day in history. Coming up next, December 7th. There's a fairly big place to start on December 7th. And we will continue here in just a moment.